What do we know about the Slavic mythology? Similar to the other Indo-Europeans, pagan Slavs believed that the world originated from sky and the earth. There is only one version of this story recorded in Bulgaria, but we know that this was popular cosmogony in this country in the 19th century. The characters that originally appeared in this myth were Father Sky and Mother Earth, who in Proto-Slavic were named Chief and Zemia. Another folklore motif which is of Indo-European origin and has been recorded in the folklore of the Slavs is the theme of the origin of the stars of Venus. In Bulgarian folk legends, stories have been preserved that the planet Venus and the morning star were people who were transmitted into the stars. The story is about siblings, a girl and a boy who were separated in childhood and didn't know each other. And when they were teenagers, they meet and fall in love. In the story, it was a brother and sister relationship who were unaware that they were related. According to textual reconstructions, the heroes of this story were the goddess Morena and the god Yarilo. We also know something about the early mythological history of mankind. It seems that, similarly to other Indo-Europeans, the anthropogenic myth told about the first people growing from the earth. Another folkloric motif which has been preserved in the Slavic folklore was their acquisition of the ability to strike fire and the beginning of agriculture. According to the Slavs, several grains were given to them by God. People didn't die at first, they lived forever, but the earth was overpopulated and couldn't support the weight of people. The beginning of that was probably related to the fact that there was a man who died first. The eschatological beliefs of the Slavs probably didn't differ much from the other Indo-Europeans and assumed that the souls go to the land of the dead and rejuvenated or repaired, they return to Earth. There is a marriage between sky and earth. For a long time before the wedding, it didn't rain, but as soon as they got married, it began to rain and it brought fertility. The wedding took place very solemnly. There were so many guests invited that it was barely possible to feed them all. From this marriage, the moon was born. However, the wedding ended when the sky was forced to rise far above the earth, as we see it to this day. One mother had no children and prayed to the god and gave birth to Makar and Yunak Viper. When he grew up, he went in search of the king's daughter, Denica. On the wedding night, the mother saw that the viper had become a beautiful young man and Saint Petka and Maria served by Denica. Then she called the father god to see it, but when he arrived, Denica and the young man were already turned in the stars. The newlyweds ascended to the sky and became stars, Denica in the east and Yunak star in the west. Since then, They met once a year and separate again. When the world was just beginning, there was nothing anywhere. There was dead water everywhere, and in the middle of the water was something like a stone. Once Peron shot the stone. Three fireflies sprang from his arrow, white, yellow, and red. These fireflies fell on the water. From this, all the water stirred, and the world was covered with steam like the sky with clouds. But after the time, when everything became clear, it was known. Where is the water? Where is the earth? And after a time, all life, both in water and on earth, began to bloom. And forests, and grasses, and animals, and fish. And then a man appeared. Did he come from somewhere? Or did he grow here? After some time, this inhabitant began to establish his own human order. He was married, had many wives, and even more children. And when the hour of his death had come, he called his sons together and divided all his possessions. His descendant began to settle in these areas and set their own customs. For this man, from his different wives, different tribes came. They lived there to this day, clearing the ground, sowing rye.